This is the Morning Journey Rewind with Mark and Brittany.
This week on the Morning Journey podcast, Brittany gets forced to go to Bucky's. We find out what chores you avoid doing and what generation is the most optimistic. Also, there's an app for that. In this case, it's for identifying birds. And the Ohio State Fair might surprise you with their weird food combinations. And Mark has a solution for those of us who overstuff our tacos.
Brittany took a trip this weekend with her family. Did you stop anywhere special on the way?
I was taken there against my will on the way back. We went to Knoxville, Tennessee, and on the way back, my husband said, "Oh, I need gas." And I said, "Okay." And he's like, "Let's go to Bucky's." And
yes.
I said, "Absolutely not."
Yes.
And he said, "Why? It's right there." And I was like, "Please no. Please don't do this to me. It's just chaos. And when you have a toddler, the chaos is too much." I'm like, I'm so worried about losing her. And then she finally got overwhelmed and was like, "Please pick me up." It's just, I mean, I will say, I'll give them one thing.
And you like it.
This is the nicest I'm going to be about it. The bathrooms are really, really nice.
So they truly are.
They do have really good bathrooms. I'll give them that. And I'm a sucker because Stella's about to start school, and they have a book that said Bucky Goes to School.
See?
So not only did I go in, I actually bought a few things, which makes me really, really sad.
So Brittany made a trip the week over the weekend, and she stopped at Bucky's.
Against my will, to be fair. I did not want to do this. I ended up buying a book for my daughter because Bucky goes to school, and she's about to go to school. So
see?
I was like, I have to get that.
You need the Bucky's hat.
It's just chaos. I can't do it because it's just so many people. It's a madhouse, and it freaks me out. And so then my sister-in-law texted, and she said, make sure you get beaver nuggets and brisket. And well, we didn't get any brisket, and I thought beaver nuggets was like chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, no, it's like these little like puffball things. So I haven't had one yet.
Yeah. I haven't.
Have you ever had one?
No,
you like
I
Bucky's.
I haven't had these. It looks like a little tater tot.
It tastes like caramel popcorn.
It does.
They're not bad.
These are not bad.
Hmm.
So what are they called? Beaver
nuggets? Beaver nuggets. All right, look. Maybe Bucky's has two things I like. A nice bathroom and the beaver nuggets. They are pretty good. I'll give them that.
Helping to get your day started. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Yeah, I've got to do some household chores this week.
Yeah, so do we, because we were gone this weekend, so it's time to clean. Is there any like chore that you like absolutely can't stand doing that you like put off?
Probably cleaning the bathroom.
Oh, that's mine.
Yeah. Is it really?
I will not do it.
You don't do it.
I'm scarred from doing it as a child. My mom had a very specific way that it had to be done. And so now as an adult, I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So my husband does it.
Well, I have to do it.
That's true. So he asked us on our Facebook page. He said, what is your least favorite chore? Margo wrote in and she said, making meals and having to figure out what to make day after day after day. I understand. That gets difficult as well because, I mean, you got to eat.
So Brittany and I were talking about our least favorite chores, and we are in the camp of cleaning the bathrooms. That is our least favorite.
Yeah, we'll not clean the bathroom. We'll avoid that at all costs. We asked our Facebook group. Sharon and Barbara both said mopping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever mopped anything. I don't own a mop. Like, we've Swiffered like stuff before, but like, we don't mop things at our house.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm not doing a lot of mopping.
Yeah, no, definitely not doing that. Andrew called in. Andrew, what is your least favorite chore?
I avoid doing the dishes because there's a dishwasher for a reason.
He's not wrong. There is a dishwasher for a reason. And so, yeah, maybe you're like Andrew and you just don't want to do the dishes.
We are talking about your least favorite chore. Brittany and I have said cleaning the bathrooms. We are in agreement on that. You can get in on this conversation when you go to the Journey Facebook page and look at that question right there. What's your least favorite chore?
Yeah, there's a lot that said dusting. Wendy said dusting furniture. Connie said dusting. Angela also said dusting. Mm-hmm. I don't mind dusting so much. It's just the taking off everything off the table and then spraying it down that takes a lot of time. But I don't really mind dusting. Malia, what's your least favorite chore?
Cleaning the bathroom because it gets really gross.
Yep, I get that. That's me and Mark's least favorite too. We're with you, Malia. Cleaning the bathroom, least favorite chore.
We are asking you, what is your least favorite household chore. We posted this on our Facebook page. Kathy says, whatever happens to present itself when I don't feel like doing it.
Yes, that is a good one. I feel that because sometimes I just don't want to do things. She said, luckily her husband helps her out. Sometimes she's just being a baby, but that's okay. We all are there sometimes. A lot of people said dusting, mopping, and said dishes because she doesn't have a dishwasher. That would be a tough one. Folding and putting away laundry is Weston's least favorite thing to do. I get that. Sometimes there's a lot of laundry and it can be overwhelming. So that's high on the list. Tanya, what's your least favorite chore?
My kitchen and my bathroom, which should be two of the cleanest places in my house. It's one of those chores that you just keep pushing to the back burner and don't want to do.
That's true.
That is true.
Kitchen, bathroom. The kitchen, sometimes that one doesn't really bother me because you can just wipe down the countertops. That takes like a little time. But bathrooms, me and Mark, we avoid bathrooms at all costs.
Mark, Brittany, and you. You're on the Morning Journey.
So we know that there are some things that we can do to boost our mood, like being outside multiple hours a day. At least an hour is good for you. Eating a healthy breakfast can help you start your day off on the right foot. We were talking last week about, you know, things that we can do to start our day positive with a positive attitude. And I found this interesting. The generation that is actually most optimistic, baby boomers.
Really?
Yeah. It says that they barely sweat the small stuff. Only about 9% get frustrated by daily annoyances. And then 71% of boomers start their day with a positive attitude compared to, and this is kind of sad, the least optimistic generation, Gen Z.
Yeah.
Because I think social media plays a big part in that.
I think that's that. I wonder, too, if it's just not life experience. You know, they've been
also
through it. They face more in life. And so they don't, the little things in life, they don't stress out over those.
Right. I think as we all get older, regardless of our generation, we're still going to be in that same like generation parameters. But I think as you get older, you learn like what's really important and what you need to be worried about and what you can kind of just let go. So good job, baby boomers, being the least stressed out.
A great day begins with a positive morning. You're on the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
What am I hearing? Is that birds?
It is birds. Look, this is so cool. I've entered my my old lady bird watching phase. So yesterday, when we were in Tennessee, my sister-in-law showed me this. There is an app, and it's called Merlin Bird ID. And you can download this app, and we were sitting out on our back porch, and she was like, that's a such-and-such bird. And I was like, how do you know that? And she's like, there's this app. So, of course, I'm like, I'm going to download this app. So yesterday, I recorded that, and that is a northern cardinal.
Wow.
Because I could not see the bird, but I could hear the bird.
So do you realize that you could sit out in your backyard, wear your solar-powered brimmed hat, and use your bird app?
Look, you're painting a really, really sad picture of me right now. I'm only 35. That's something like I feel like a 70-year-old would do, but that's okay. It sounds relaxing to me. And now whenever anyone asks, I can be like, hold on, let me Shazam that bird for you, and I can tell you exactly what song it's singing.
Some great music. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
This is the perfect time of year for state fairs. It's summertime and there's fairs going on, like county fairs, state fairs, all around. Did you know the Ohio State Fair is going on right now?
I did know that.
Oh,
yeah.
See, Mark's from Ohio. So have you ever been?
No, we lived across the street. When I lived in Canton, we lived across the street from the Stark County Fairground. So we did that every year, but I never did go to the state fair.
So you've been to state fairs. You know that there's always that weird food item that you can find only at fairs. And the Ohio State Fair has deviled egg contest with different deviled egg flavors.
Yeah, I love deviled eggs, first of all.
Me too.
Yeah,
love them.
Some of these, I don't know that I could try some of these.
I didn't know that deviled eggs came in different flavors. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Just give me
a traditional
normal
deviled egg.
Exactly.
The contest can be who makes the best deviled egg, not who makes the weirdest flavors. Some of the flavors are hot honey everything. I don't like hot very much, so I think I'd pass on that one. Now, sriracha peach, I think I'd get on board with.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know.
No?
The peach and the egg.
And the hotness?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that'd be pretty good.
They have Columbus pizza. Now, this one doesn't sound bad. It's a marinara filling topped with crispy pepperonis and Parmesan cheese.
Ooh.
So I think that one actually would be good.
That one sounds pretty good. I like that. Cranberry feta sounds pretty decent. Just cranberries and some feta cheese.
This is one. It's chocolate chip cookie dough deviled egg. I can't get past the picture.
Like, why? Yeah, the picture is one thing. That's off-putting
enough.
I
can't get past the picture.
But I'm just trying to figure out why you would put a chocolate chip cookie with a deviled egg. And is it the dough? Like, they don't bake the cookie, so it's like...
So there's a little cookie that goes, but the dough is on top of the deviled egg, and then... That's the filling, and then the little cookie goes in it.
I don't think egg and cookie go well together. It's like, do you want to eat raw eggs and a cooked egg all at the same time with a little bit of chocolate? No, thanks. I'm going to pass on that.
They'll help you wake up. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
So I had tacos the other night, but I put too much in the taco, and everything fell out.
Happens to me all the time. I always overstuff.
Yeah, it doesn't. Always. When you're putting it in there, it looks like okay, no. I've got enough of the beef, I've got enough of the tomatoes, everything that goes in, and then you try to fold it up, and everything just falls apart.
Yeah, yes.
So we need something that holds the taco together.
Yeah, somebody needs to invent something that we can use to seal it, basically.
So there were some students, they were MIT students, and I know they were working on what they called tasty tape.
Oh.
So this is an edible adhesive designed for tacos, to hold your taco together. I've never seen, though, it released as a product.
Right. I think I do remember hearing about this, and they like released it, and I guess it came in different flavors for taping your burrito shut and stuff, and then you could eat it. But yeah, I don't know where you get this. Like, did they never, this sounds like something they should have taken to Shark Tank and been hey, is this a good idea? And then figured out how to get it mass produced.
Yeah, because I think that's a great invention.
The problem is, does it go bad?
Oh, does the tape go bad?
Right. Where would you find this in the grocery store? Does it have to be refrigerated?
It would probably be in the, it be in the taco section?
I don't know. I got a lot of questions.
You guys always make me smile.
The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Brittany, you took your daughter, Stella, to the library.
I have nothing but good things to say about the public library. Mm-hmm. They have so many amazing free activities for kids. And my daughter really loves to read. I think it's because of how good the library is. So she's about to start school. So we've been starting to check out books on school, like This Mouse Goes to School, Chloe Zoe Goes to School. Now we know Bucky goes to school. So I asked them the other day when I was checking out books, what is my limit? Because I had some at home and I only brought half of those back, and I wanted to check out three or four more. And she says 99.
99?
I said,
at one time?
99? And she's like, yeah, you can check out 99 books. And I was like,
I don't think
are
I've
you
ever,
serious?
I don't think I've read 99 books in my life.
That's more books than Mark can even check out. Who can even carry 99 books out of the library? You got to get a wagon if you're going to take 99 books.
I wonder
home.
How many, if somebody checks out 99 books, I wonder how many are actually returned. I think people would lose some of those.
I just can't imagine anyone doing this.
99.
And again, if you're going to say 99.
Why not make it 100?
Why not make it 100?
Your day starts with encouragement. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, this is Shark Week, and yesterday the Journey staff had an opportunity to stop by Hill City Aqua Zoo and see some of the sharks and learn a little bit more about them.
Yeah, so we're here with both Jessicas, who are part of the marine team here at Hill City Aqua Zoo. Can you tell us one of the biggest misconceptions people have about sharks?
I think that a lot of people are really afraid of sharks. That a lot of people think that these really big old mean creatures, and really sharks are one of the most they're really cool. They can be really sweet. We have a couple sharks in here that are they can be really docile, and they just have this biggest personality. And it's not always just this big thing that is really mean. They can be really sweet sometimes.
What does Shark Week mean for learning more about sharks?
Well, in my opinion, a lot of the animals here at Aqua Zoo get a lot of publicity, the furry animals, right? The cute, the cuddly, the ones you can pet and hold. And Shark Week is a great opportunity for us to kind of broadcast that the marine life also is pretty cool. And like Jessica was saying, that they have a big personality and they're all their own. And it gives us a chance to educate some of the public about the fear, and They're not anything to be scared of.
What? Do sharks actually, do they ever, sleep?
So, yeah, you can actually see some of our sharks are actually nocturnal. So if you see, there are some little stripy guys in there, and some of them are just kind of resting on the bottom, and that is typically what will happen when they're sleeping. They'll just rest on the bottom and kind of wait for a little bit.
That is so cool. What's one of the most surprising things that you guys have learned about sharks just working here and working with them?
I would probably go with the personality factor. I, before working here, would have never thought that a shark would actually recognize a certain somebody walking past the tank and coming up to the surface. Also was not aware that they could be target trained like they are. So we actually target train all of our larger sharks and some of the smaller ones too. And we were all pretty surprised how well they reacted to that.
So that is our visit to the Aqua Zoo, Hill City Aqua Zoo yesterday. A big thanks to them for letting us come by and learn a little bit more about the sharks.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with them. We'll hear a little bit more from them and just...
That is Brandon Lake and Hard Fought Hallelujah. 749, it's Mark and Brittany with you on The Morning Journey. We had a lot of fun yesterday as part of Shark Week. We went to Hill City Aqua Zoo to learn a little bit more about the sharks that they have. And now these are the smaller sharks.
Yep, they're a little bit smaller. And so we wanted to learn more about the sharks. And we got to talk to Jessica and Jessica, a part of their marine team.
So does each shark have its own personality?
For the most part, I would say yes, and I know that Marine Team has definitely named most to all of the sharks, and they can actually identify each one individually. So, yeah, they've got a pretty good personality amongst themselves.
That's so awesome. And what is target training for people who don't know? Because I was like, what is that?
So we actually have these little targets. It's on a stick and it goes down in the water. It's different colors of different targets that we have. And then the sharks kind of know that when those targets are in the water, certain sharks will kind of come up and have a little piece of food next to that target. And then they know that that's the time when they can get food and at a certain place with that certain color of target.
Very cool. And would you guys ever cage dive with sharks? Like, I see a lot of that on Shark Week where they're like in the big cages and they're like feeding them through the cage. Would you guys ever do that?
I'm adventurous. I feel like I tried once.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Very good. That is Jess and Jess at Hill City Aqua Zoo.
Yeah, so after we did we talked with Jessica and Jessica, the Journey staff got to feed some of the sharks.
This was so cool. I did not realize like they eat so many different things. They eat shrimp and like squid, and mm-hmm. she had these little like silver fish that we got to feed him with. And I mean, Kenneth wrote on our Facebook page, he saw the picture of us holding the food, and he was like, I had to double take on this and read the caption again because I thought you and Mark were like double dog daring each other to eat those fish. So no, we did not consume any of the live bait at all. But thank you to Hill City Aqua Zoo and both Jessica's part of the marine team for really letting us experience Shark Week in a safe way.
Thanks for catching up on the Morning Journey Rewind podcast with Mark and Brittany.